Today is July 29th. Welcome to this day in history. That's the sound of the choir in the oldest black church continually owned in America, the Mother Church, the Mother Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Philadelphia. It was founded in 1794 when the then Methodist minister Richard Allen walked out of the segregated church to found his own church dedicated to black people and to freedom. In 1816, Bishop Allen, along with others, founded the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the AME. He, his wife Sarah, and Bishop Morris Brown are entombed in that church, still open, still believing, still a home, welcoming everyone. The Irish had been suffering from the potato famine for 4 years, with thousands dying and many fleeing to the United States. But on this day in 1848, as revolutions were sweeping across Europe, the Irish Revolution erupted, demanding independence from Britain. A man named William Smith O'Brien was the leader of that rebellion, ended up being arrested and sent to prison even though he tried to negotiate with the English. Irish could not gain independence until 1927, still under the crown, and its republic would not appear until 1949. It was 1903, and the Radical Union leader Mother Jones led a march of the mill children to the doorstep of President Theodore Roosevelt's summer home in Oyster Bay, New York, to bring his attention to the enslaved-like conditions that young people as young as 4 or 5 were held into work in sweatshops. They worked 70 to 80 hours a week, making textiles, clothing, and more. They could not get through the gate, but the president got the message. Fearing the revolution at his doorstep, he began to fight with Congress to pass legislation that led to the child labor laws in this country. Hundreds of African-American men in rural Alabama who were told they were receiving free health care from the U.S. government were actually being infected with syphilis by the U.S. Public Health Service in the infamous Tuskegee experiment. 40 years after the Tuskegee experiment began in 1932, it was exposed today in 1972 by a social worker whose name was Peter Buxton, whose Jewish father and Catholic mother fled the Nazi takeover of Czechoslovakia when he was an infant. By the time he uncovered the racist outrage, 28 of the original 399 men that were infected in the study had died of the disease. 100 other men were dead of related health conditions. 40 of their wives had been infected. 19 of their children were born infected. Funded to eliminate syphilis, the Tuskegee experiment deliberately infected men with syphilis and refused to treat them so they could be studied unbeknownst to those men and their families. This all just occurred 43 years ago. So Robert Baden-Powell founded the Brown Sea Island Scout Camp today, setting off with his nephew and a few of his friends to a nearby island to set up camp. It's considered the founding of the Boy Scouts. What we do not give credit to is that the ideas for scouting came in large part from his knowledge of Native Americans and from his living with the Zulu Nation when he was a British Army officer. We don't often acknowledge the African and Native roots of scouting. What is it about the world that we're so enamored with royalty? Today in 1981, 700 million people across the globe were glued to their TV sets to watch Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer marry at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And it's the birthday of George Little Chocolate Dixon, the first black man, the first Canadian-born fighter to become a world champion. He was born today in 1870 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, descended from those who fought with the British in the American Revolution and those fleeing from slavery in America. In 1890, he won the World Bantamweight Championship and the next year, the Featherweight Championship. Dixon is credited with creating the boxing training art of shadow boxing. Grant Reynolds was born today in 1908 in Key West, Florida. He was a minister and the first president of the Cleveland chapter of the NAACP. He joined the Army in 1941 as a minister, but resigned in protest of the racism, segregation, and unequal treatment he experienced and witnessed. He then founded, with A. Philip Randolph, the Committee Against Jim Crow in Military Service and Training that directly led, after a long battle, to the end of segregation in the armed forces. And here's a song for you, July the 29th. On this day in 1946, Charlie Parker fell asleep while smoking, setting his hotel bed on fire. He was arrested later, institutionalized for 6 months in the Camarillo State Hospital, a mental institution, which inspired his song, Relaxing at the Camarillo. And to continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.